It's 8:30 p.m. and the restaurant Compère Lapin is doing a roaring trade. Fresh from a grand opening a few weeks earlier, it's just one of many new restaurants gaining gourmet status in New Orleans. At the helm is rising chef Nina Compton.
I've only been here for 3 months and I've seen the burst of new restaurants coming on the scene, including myself. And, you know, people here love to eat. That's all they talk about is eating food. So they love having new restaurants.
All right, guys, so we are plating.
Pre-storm, New Orleans was home to 800 restaurants. Today, that number is said to have almost doubled. Alon Shire is another tastemaker contributing to the city's post-Katrina dining boom. The award-winning Israeli-born chef's latest venture, Shire, introduces locals to the cuisine from his homeland. Despite the tragedy of 10 years ago, he says it was a chance to wipe the slate clean.
Katrina allowed me to kind of just take a step back to say, what do I really want out of life and what do I really want to accomplish? It put everybody on this blank canvas. It put everybody on this level of you only have up to go.
We eat hot beignets.
Today, both the New Guard chefs and restaurants and the city's old school institutions are thriving. The Grande Dame of French Creole fine dining, Antoine's, has survived the American Civil War, Prohibition, the Great Depression, and Hurricane Katrina. At 175 years young, it's the oldest family-run restaurant in the United States, founded in 1840 by Antoine Alciator, great-great-grandfather of current owner Rick Blount.
For better or worse, Antoine's did not change. We're holding up that tradition of what Creole cuisine really is. We cook exactly the same way. We cook in the same pots. My chef's been here 43 years. So it was amazing to me that the recipes that my great-great-grandfather and my great-grandfather and my grandfather etched in stone still met the taste of time.
Indeed, culinary traditions are sacred in New Orleans, while the restaurants are an integral part of the city's fabric. The Times-Picayune food critic Brett Anderson says the restaurants played a crucial role in the post-Katrina recovery.
About 3 weeks after the storm, I began to notice that restaurants were preparing to open. They really were a part of this industry that showed people that it can be done. If you come back, we will be here. Inside restaurants, it was as if nothing happened, except for the fact that tons of people would start crying.
10 years on, foodie hotspots are emerging in neighborhoods once dismissed as barren dining destinations.
Ferret Street, uptown, that's an excellent example of a post-Katrina neighborhood phenomenon. Downriver from the French Quarter, Faubourg, Marion, and Bywater neighborhoods are also, I think, seeing something of a renaissance in restaurants and bars.
Meanwhile, chefs from further afield are scrambling to be part of the city's growing gourmet scene. That's according to New Orleans Advocate food critic Ian McNulty.
Now, I think New Orleans is much more on the map as a place for chefs to make a name for themselves and thrive. I meet younger chefs now who say they moved here because they wanted to get started in the business and they thought this would be a good up-and-coming place.
And chef of the moment Alon Shire says his peers are putting more soul into their kitchen creations.
You see neighborhoods that are kind of popping up and doing things a little different, like the Bywater is booming right now with new restaurants and young chefs that are cooking everything from Chinese food to gastropub. Before the storm, that you never even saw that. There's a lot more diversity. People are cooking with their hearts and following their dreams with food.
Well, it's time to follow my dreams of food and tuck into Shire's slow-cooked lamb. Bon appétit. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI.